Alright guys, I'm doing something a little different today. I'm hot, I'm on edge, and we're just gonna get fucking started because today is not the day, okay? So, let's just start off, let's give, you know, shout out to my boy, Caleb Gordon again, dropping another single called Fill Me Up. And it's just very interesting because I got a whole list of songs for y'all to listen to and, you know, vibe to right now, but I just want to take a moment because, like I said, I'm hot and I'm on edge. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you, you know, had a good weekend or not, had a good Monday or not, but today is Tuesday, and these days that I've been amounting up to today, I'm just letting you know, it is not it. So, I don't know if you're feeling the same, but like I said, we're just gonna get started. All right, so I don't know, where should I start off? Let's just start off with, hi, hi guys, how you doing? Long time no see, right? I should just start there, right? Because, you know, why not, right? Sometimes, you know, you get wrapped up in your own world that we don't even say hi to each other, right? We don't even ask each other how we're doing, right? That's what I've been starting to realize, that even for myself, that I'm so quick to jump into things or go into things, and I don't take a second, or sometimes don't even read the room, right? As much as I believe I can read a room, or anybody believes that they understand a situation coming in, they don't really understand until they really hear it, see it, and know it for themselves, right? So I know, just personally, from experience and just, you know, as time has gone on, right, and at this moment, when someone has something on their fucking mind, I'm letting you know right now, that's the first thing they almost tell you, right? It's almost like that's the first thing they get to, right? That's the first thing they have to, let people know. It doesn't matter if they've seen you all week, every day that same week, or if they haven't seen you for months or years and, you know, they're just catching up. But you know something is troubling them. You know something's on their mind. They can't get over. They can't wrap around. They can't understand. They can't grasp. Whatever the case may be, right? They'll tell you about it. And half the time, sometimes, it'd be mostly strangers that tell you, like, the craziest stories about what they're going on in their lives. Because I realize, yeah, we all need a vent. We all need a talk. Yeah, I mentioned before in a previous podcast that, you know, we all love to hear ourselves talk. So, you know, the best thing to do is listen, right? But right now, I've realized that you could be doing nothing, just nothing at all. Just going on your merry way, you know, just doing your routine. That's how I feel, right, sometimes. And all of a sudden, you know, someone you bump into, or I don't even know, not even someone that you bumped into, just a coworker that you just met, I don't know, someone at the gas station, you know, it could be any time of the day, any moment, right? I feel like, and it baffles me that some people just are so comfortable, right, almost talking about their business as if, like, you know, that person's just in there all about it every day, was with you every second of the day, right? And I'm going to be real with you. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. I give a round of applause, like, kudos to those people that are able to, you know, let loose, let go, and just not have to, like, worry about someone else's opinion, even though they're kind of asking for someone's opinion at that same time. For me, I don't understand the dynamic, so I realize that when someone talks, right, or, like, they're trying to tell you something that is troubling them, right, they're looking for, like, a confirmation, right, or some type of, like, right answer, quote unquote, right? And how I feel, in my opinion, in this world, as people continue to tell us, we can have anything in this world, right? That we always have a choice, right? And I'm just starting to really, 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 really see that more, right? We always have a choice, right? So we can either choose to, we can either choose to, like, you know, dwell on that and express it to others and, you know, like, release that. But when I said that, like, there's no right answer, you're still in charge of your life, you know? You're still, you're still the president, the dictator, the ownership, the leaser, the judge, the, you know what I mean, the executor. You're all of them. You're all of it in your life, right? We don't realize that half the time we are the main character in our life, right? We just don't treat ourselves as the main character in our life. So then when we are the main character in our life and, you know, shit's kind of going left and we don't know what to do or what to say, and we're looking for, I guess, some type of guidance, I realized there is no right answer. It's about what you decide and what you believe and how you grasp that situation and what the result of the outcome is, right? And that's what I've just been kind of thinking about recently, personally, me personally. From, I don't even know, when's the last time? I said the last time I made an episode was in July, right? And we're in October right now. So it's almost been, 3 months. Wow, no, almost another 3 months. Okay, interesting. I don't know why that. Anyways, so last time I made an episode, I don't even know what I was even talking about. See, I would have to go back, but we're not gonna go to the past, right? We're gonna let go of the past. We're gonna switch things up, right? And I guess this year's blessing. I read here is this year's blessing. So, yes, this year has, let's just say, been a blessing, right? We always have to think that no matter if we're blurring things off to other people about our issues or we're withholding it, you know, everything is still a blessing and it's still something that we need to be taught, right? Or that we need to learn, or there's a message, there's always a message, right? But it's about which message you choose to take from the outcome, because there's so many different dynamics and perspectives if you really think about it. Which is why I always said there's no quote-unquote right answer. That's why you have to trust and believe and have faith that, you know, things will work out, you know, that when it does play out, that sometimes, you know, we don't always have to act, or sometimes we don't always have to explain, or sometimes we don't always have to do. Sometimes we have to just be patient. Sometimes we have to, you know, really take the time and literally, you know, soak it in, you know, grasp the moment and really seeing what that message is and moving that, you know, moving that forward in the brighter light, right? But we won't know that, we won't feel that until, I guess, we change that, right? But even when we're changing, we feel like all these things that are happening so fast, right? So rapidly, we're like, our heads are about to explode. Because if that does not explain you guys, or doesn't explain you, I know that explains me. But if that doesn't explain you, man, you know, kudos to you. No, a round of applause, you know, that you have that level of peace and can, you know, have certain outlets, right? Because I give credit for those people, right? But for those that, you know, close things in, like me, for the past 3 months, right? And should be, you know, talking every day and being open every day. You know, we all got to start somewhere, right? It's all part of God's timing, God's plan, right? That's all we have to believe, right? That's all we have to, not we have to. That's the wrong way to go about it, right? And I feel like when people go about that, it's that, like, oh, you gotta fake that part, you know, and I'm not trying to fake that part. I'm not trying to be like, oh, yeah, I have to, or make it feel like it's a chore. It's not a chore. It's not that. If you really, really want to feel that and know what path we're, you know, we're on, I realize, like, we have to find that true inner peace, right? We have to ask him to fill me up, right? So that's why I felt like, you know, even whatever's on my mind, which I haven't even said yet, right? whatever's that on my mind, I just know that at the end of the day, whatever I'm going to release, I need to release. And whatever I end up releasing, I ask God to, you know, fill me up with the positivity and the love and the correctness and, you know, the thoughts and the clarity that and the strength that, you know, we got to move, we have to do to move forward as an individual, as a person, as a man, you know, as a woman, you know, whatever call yourselves nowadays. And you know, I feel like that's so hard to even, you know, it's so difficult to even, like, ask for that or to believe and think that and just, like, be like, hey, yeah, let's just kind of throw this out the window for today, you know, and just say, yeah, you got this for today. I have to take this L today, right? And God's gonna help me bring that in. Literally, I don't know how else to explain this. And I'm not laughing in a bad way, but it's like it's the truth, because if we don't learn, then we'll never really, really understand the message behind it, right? And then be appreciative of the message behind it, right? So it's funny because this is a short song, but there was a part. Here we go. This is the second verse of the song, right? It says, where would I go without peace? That would be like me trying to run with no feet. I put my heart on a leash. I want the pain that I'm feeling to cease. I just be trying to grow up. Right? Yep, I read that right. But the pain from the past, I don't want to release. Right? No, you're going to set me free. That's why I'm coming on you, like, Lord, fill me up. And that's why I'm like, yeah, the song is sure is different. It's not really what y'all expected for, you know, the beat and everything, but for the time and the moment and what's going on right now, yeah, it's definitely giving. Like, where can I go without peace? Because I'm starting to realize no matter how upset I can be, no matter how mad I can be, no matter I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, I realize I'm giving everything else and everyone else that win, right? In my opinion, that's how I feel. I feel like they're winning because they don't want me to succeed. They don't want me to find my peace. They want me to, you know, curl up into a ball and be in a shell. That's what I realized. Like, there's so much energy out here in this world, right? That this is why we should pray. And this is why I pray for, you know, certain strength, certain clarity, even just walking throughout the door, just, you know, walking every day, because I realize more and more, you know, people don't really want us to win. And it's just, I know that's not the what people want to hear, right? But that's the reality of it. So if we think that sometimes, not all the time, right? Not all the time. Like, you see the true, genuine people that want to see you win because they put forth that effort, right? Remember I just said, people will tell you what they think or whatever is on their mind, regardless if it's them struggling, right? They'll tell you straight up. So if you're doing something right and you know you're doing something right, sometimes you don't need that validation, but someone else hearing that and seeing that, it's everything, right? So when we kind of go about our days and we don't get that sometimes, we actually have more people hating on us, not wanting us to do the same thing because of how much we actually do during the day, that they want us to lose our peace. So for me, when I'm walking or waking up, going to work, fucking driving, anything, you know? I start to realize, I'm like, I need to control everything mentally, figuratively, internally. Not internally where I'm like, I gotta hold this all in and be so mad that I'm gonna start to be passive aggressive, or I'm gonna start to be, you know, throwing things. Because, yeah, I can get to that point, right? But why allow that, right? And then it starts to get, you know, overwhelming, not for you, but to other people around you. That, you know, I've been starting to realize that those times that we do explode within, when we're not trying to explode, even though we don't think we're exploding, but we are, right? And everything's going everywhere. We never realize the pieces that are broken behind. We never really realize, like, the damage that we leave behind, right? And the broken hearts, the sadness, the you know, the pieces on the ground, right? Like I said, right? That when we go back sometimes, or we don't go back, we don't realize the damage we've done, right? So let's just use this as an example to make it easier, right? It's like you're going into the kitchen, which I just did earlier, and half cooking something, right? Making something, in which you have to grab pots, you have to grab seasoning, you have to grab the food, you have to grab something to stir with, right? You have to grab all these things, all these items, which is great. You know, you're capable of knowing all these items that you know, right? You know what you're doing. You're turning on the stove type shit, right? Okay, cool. We're all doing all these things, right? We get to cooking and we're done cooking. All right, cool. That was fast. That was great. We're so ready to eat. We're hungry. We've been waiting the entire time. We leave, we go sit down, we're enjoying our food, whatever. How many of y'all, after you've eaten, it's either you sit there and just kind of relax? That's number one. Number two, either you don't sit there, you just kind of get up and get around, but you leave your stuff there. That's number two. Or number three, you bring your bowl and your stuff back to the kitchen and you just put it in the sink. That's number three. And number four is that you go back to the sink, you rinse your bowl, but you only rinse the bowl. And then sometimes not everybody realizes the mess that we leave behind, right? Yeah, everybody knows that's what I was getting to, right? Is that no matter what we do, no matter how clean we try to be, we're still leaving a mess behind. We're still, you know, leaving some sort of, you know, presence, energy, you know, messiness, touch, whatever, right? Prints, whatever you want to call it, right? In that vicinity of that area, right? Which is the kitchen. And I just think that, like, every time when I go back, I'm just like, oh, damn. I'm like, there's no way I made all this mess. I'm like, in the heat of it, in the heart of it, as I'm going through it, I'm just like, hey, actually, I was finessing that shit. You know, I was doing this, I was doing that. You know, I'm like, it's just, I find it so funny, right? That some of us can see the mess. Some of us don't even see the mess. Only some of us get so far, and some of us are so programmed, quote unquote, programmed so well that we don't even think about it, right? It's almost second nature. It's a force of habit. And it's so funny because I know some people are like, well, I don't do any of those things. Of course, I go ahead and wash my bowl and I go ahead and rinse everything after I cook. I'm like, okay, sure. Let's bet on that. Let's, like, if you have a spouse or if you have a friend or if you have, you know, anybody you cook with, yo, I would love to see you ask them, hey, do I make a mess in the kitchen when I cook? Because I love to hear someone else's opinion when someone else is cooking, not just like the taste of their cooking, because of course the taste of everybody's cooking will always be, you know, different, of course, always, right? But I just think about, like, the ingredients, what you have to do to prepare, what you have on the stove, what you have to clean, what is sticky, what is not, what, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different combinations, let's just say, right? Okay. So for some people, I realize doing all of that cleaning, all that mess, and then coming back to clean, that is their peace, right? That is their getting away, right? Type of thing, right? Let's just putting it that way. And some people don't have that option, right? Some people don't have that option of knowing how to cook or doing, you know, having a place to cook, having, you know, money to buy to food to cook, you know, stuff like that. You know, I'm not trying to get down that route, but, you know, I just want to, of course, make that statement, make that clear, and let, you know, let it be known, of course, there's always people, you know, unfortunate than us, and, which, you know, I will always pray for, God bless, and, you know, everybody's outlet is different, right? And some people, it's, you know, playing sports, some people, it's reading, some people, it's, you know, watching TV, you know, playing with their kids, you know, going out, seeing a movie, it could be, it's endless, right? Everything, endless, right? There's so many options. But just, let's just say, what if your top three options weren't there? Your best friend wasn't around because they were on vacation. You have no car because it's in the shop, you know, and you can't really, you know, get to work. So, because you can't get to work, you're not making money that week, right? So, because you're not making money that week, you still need to figure out how you're going to pay your bills that week, right? So, it's just like, you know, so many things that kind of like can factor into that, right? Of something can be easily taken away. That's number one, of course. But just knowing of, okay, if you don't have that piece, or, you know, you're like, oh, a perfect example was a book, right? What if you don't have your book? You forgot it at your best friend's house because they're on vacation, and you're normally always there, and the couple days that, you know, you thought you were going to be there, you're not there, and, you know, you forgot your favorite hoodie there, and now you're just, you know, you're just all types of upset, okay? You know what I mean? You got nothing, okay? You got shit. So, like, you know, what do you do, right? You know, what do you do? I'm not saying, like, of course, this is a half rhetorical question. What I'm thinking about is, like, you know, let's just say, you know, working out, sports. So, you know, you have that outlet too, okay? You know, you hurt your shoulder, and you know, you slept wrong. So, and now you have to wait for that, and, so you can't really, like, work out as much. You can only do so much. And, you know, just, like, I realized, right, what if all of those things were just taken away, right? What do you have? What do you do? What is the thing, quote-unquote, right, that is going to equal to that you being happy, you being satisfied, you being uplifted, right, from all of these things? Because normally all these things make you happy, make you filled, fulfilled, you know, all these things, right? For me, personally, yes, it's God, right? To me, the answer is God. And I felt like most people would know that that's where I was getting to. But it's that inner power, you know, that inner peace of knowing and believing, like I said, of having faith, of knowing that everything's gonna be okay. You know that, seriously, everything is going to be okay. No matter what. Everything happens for a reason, right? And we don't wanna think about it, we don't wanna believe it, but not everything is a coincidence. I continue to say this, I continue to believe this, because it is God's time that we were put on. And I feel like as I'm approaching even the time right now, even breaking down the lyrics, even using these examples right now, I've talked so much that it's about to be 333. And if you know, which I've mentioned before, but let's fill you guys in. 333 is, you know, making good life choices, right? Is making good life decisions, you know, regardless if you want to or not, regardless if you want to or not. Like, that is the key word of it all. This is what we've been missing. It's not about what we want, right? I hate to say it. As much as we say that and we're like, yeah, of course, sure. But no, in reality, it really isn't about what we want, which is why I'm saying if we had those five options of having that peace, right? If we didn't have those, what else would we have? What can we amount that up to, right? So making that good choice isn't dwelling on the negative. That's number one, right? A good choice is knowing that there is a choice. Remember, right? We have a choice, right? We got that, right? Number three is that we can always get back up on our feet. We've done it once before. We'll always can believe we can do it again. So if we can believe we did it again, we just have to have the drive and ambition. And so if you don't have that drive or that, you know, fire under your ass, I'm just letting you know, you gotta find that. you gotta figure that out, right? You gotta know what that is, because that will help your peace, right? Because it will help the acceptance and it will help the release. That's what I've noticed. You know, just even talking, just right there, just even examples, it just made me feel better about what's happened in the past couple weeks, you know, past couple days, few months, you know, in general. I felt like I haven't even, you know, dived into it, of course, but sometimes it's not all about me, right? That's what I was saying, right? Is that sometimes we're so, you know, quick to go into things, right? That, you know, we didn't even get to say hi, how are you, right? That's the whole point, right? So now that we've acquainted ourselves again, as per usual, right? Where should I start? Let's start with, oh yeah, the last job I had. Let's see. I'm only working one job at the very moment, right? I was this ABA counselor for a bit, and for some reason, you know, I thought that was the key. You know, that was it, right? And, you know, life just works in mysterious ways. Like, literally, that's interesting. Wow, okay. Wow, I had another thought for something else that I'm about to get to, of course, but one second. Well, yeah, life works in mysterious ways because, you know, you think you're going to stay at a job, or you know, you think that's your career, or that's all, you know, that's all she wrote type thing. And as much as you know, you feed into that and you want to buy into that and, you know, you commit. That's the key, right? Is committing, right? That's what God teaches us from day one, is to commit to praying, right? Commit to Him, commit to His strength, to His loving, to His knowledge, right? To His understanding, right? Okay. And when we're able to do that, when we're able to do that, we're able to, like, narrow in, right? And we're able to focus on the task at hand and see the goodness of it, the benefits of what we're trying to get with, right? That's the whole point of feeding into, you know, the culture, community, you know, the whole drive, you know, whatever you're into for career-wise, right? And at that time, you know, it was the ABA counseling. And, yo, I kid you not, God was like, yeah, buddy, I think it's time. It's time, you know? And I'm like, I'm not understanding, you know? I'm not quite grasping it, because what should I do? There's only one way to do this, and I have to do it the right way. Right way is, you know, giving my 2 weeks, you know, whatever, giving my resignation letter, you know, filling in and calling it a day, which I did. And I'm gonna be real with you, I've honestly, it feels much better doing that, leaving on good terms versus, you know, bad terms, because I'm not saying that I want to go back, but at least I can go back if I wanted to. And I left for multiple reasons. It wasn't just that particular job, you know, it was also a lot of personal things as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to look out for yourself. That's what we have to do sometimes, you know, right? So, past that, closing that, I realized that closure is everything, right? And I noticed that when people are just kind of, you know, telling you about their issues or whatever, and talking, you know, this person, you know, this virtual person that I've made up, you know, complaining, they, you know, want that validation, right? They want to feel that closure. They want to feel that peace, because they don't want to feel that anymore, right? They don't want to feel that feeling anymore. But at the end of the day, what is it? It's just the feeling. Because whatever happens is going to happen, right? Whatever the outcome is going to be, right? But we still have a choice to make it. If we don't have a choice, we just have to, what? Release, believe, and kind of have that closure for ourselves. Because if we don't, we are running crazy. Like, with our heads cut off. Look, with the chickens with their heads cut off, right? That's the saying, right? And I don't know about you, but I need my head, right? So I need my head balanced, which comes to having peace. It's all connected, right? And if we make it that simple, if we break it down for it to be that simple, it will be that simple. Sometimes we just are so overwhelmed that we're trying to find that closure, that we're so amped up that, okay, maybe this person, okay, and this person, okay, all right, slow down, buddy, all right, now we're just asking willy-nilly here, right? Because it's not about quantity, it's about quality, right? It's not about how many people you asked that's going to make you feel good, right? Which is why it's like, you don't have to reek that attention, right? I'm not saying that's what it is, but you don't have to seek that attention of you know, getting that validation of that, you know, that answer from another person that you're looking for, right? Of course, it's good to talk certain things through, and it's that. That's not what I'm not getting at, right? I'm not saying to bottle it up. What I'm getting at really is, if you ask the right people, yes, that's right. I said the right people. Because when you ask the right people, you won't ever have to feel so overwhelmed. Yeah, we're going to have that feeling, because it's in human nature. If something's going on, yeah, we're going to feel overwhelmed. But if we ask that right person, because the right person is a wise person, and the wise person has that experience, and it doesn't have to be the experience in you know, that situation that you're particularly dealing with. Of course, it helps. But, you know, sometimes experience just over time of certain knowledge and of knowing of certain situations, certain dynamics of other people's lives. If you know, you just ask the right people instead of asking social media or asking, you know, a whole bunch of people at fucking the gas station or the grocery store, you know what I mean? You'll feel much better knowing that the answer you're confiding in and the answer you're backing up, and that you feel more, you know, strong and... Oh, man, I'm looking for another word. Sorry. I'm so sorry. It's... Whatever. You're looking like... You have that courage, right? To feel confident in making that decision of moving forward, of believing that, yeah, everything is going to be okay. Because it's that... It was the right words being said. Because if you hear 10 different things from 10 different friends, right? And 10 of you... Let's just say 3 of them are co-workers over, you know, 5 to 10 years older than you. And then you got 3 to 4 friends that, you know, you've had from high school, 2 friends from college, and then you ask a couple family members, so it's a couple cousins, right? Okay, so all of those opinions, I'm gonna just be real, of course they're all going to be different. Of course, right? That's why you're gonna ask certain people, right? You're not gonna just ask your mother that, like, something stupid, you know, because it's like, you just want to ask for something. Yeah, of course, that's what we live in nowadays. But if you're trying to ask for something serious, you're not going to ask your mom if you don't, you know, believe that she's going to give you the right answer, or believe that, like, she's going to give you the right advice, right? To listen to her, right, and move forward. And then there's times that we don't really want that advice. You know, sometimes that we don't even want to hear what they have to say, right? Because there's been times where I'm like, oh, I already know what they're going to say. Not exactly word for word, but I hear her voice already in my head, deep in my head. Just like, so like, I realize there's some people that we don't feel comfortable, of course, asking. And that's okay, right? Which is why I kind of started to understand now and started to realize, like, why people go to confession and go to, like, when they go to church and, you know, they talk to the priest, right? But I'm gonna be real. Even I have no against any priest, right? God bless. And God, you know, God forgive me for saying this, but, like, I don't really trust priests like that. Like, I only trust a couple, right? Only a couple, right? Because I've built that rapport with them, right? I've built that trust with them, right? I feel like, you know, their wisdom is obviously above mine, and not in a way that is, you know, so everything that I'm like, I'm gonna listen to everything they're saying. No, of course, I just, you know, I take it with a grain of salt, right? I take an inch. I don't take the fucking mile, right? Like most people do, right? I take what they're saying and kind of run with it and apply it to my world, to my life, to what's going on. And if I can do that, then, yeah, I've gotten a sort of a good message, right? And it's gotten to a good outcome, right? That's what we want. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a priest that you have to trust. That's not what I'm getting at all, okay? At all, okay? Because I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody. You hear me? Like, no one. Zip, zero. Not a person, okay? Yeah, of course, I love my mother. I trust her. I've trusted, like, I give her things, like, that I trust her with, right? But there's certain, of course, there's certain information that I just don't feel like I can pass on, right? It's just, like, and it's just, you know, just like for her too, just not everything needs to be said, right? Not everything needs to be explained, not everything needs to be put into words or written down, whatever you want to call it, right? But if you can find those people and admit to yourself, okay, yeah, this is a person that, like, and this is being aware of yourself as well, is knowing yourself is about being aware of yourself and knowing yourself around those people, right? For example, if you know that, like, you get frantic around somebody, why the hell are you asking them? Like, your cousin. Like, if you get scared about their cousin and you know they're gonna, like, right, like, you already know, like, in the back of your head that you already know what they're gonna say, why are you asking them, bro? Like, and it's not even the, like, oh, yeah, because they're gonna already find out type shit. No, it's just like, yo, let you tell your story. Let you tell people it on your time. That's what I realized. That's why I'm like, why does everything needs to be said right now immediately? Because even with all of that information, not everybody retains that information. That's the key of it. And that's why I'm like, damn, do I make these episodes longer or do I make these episodes shorter? But I realized you know what? Who cares what people think at the end of the day? I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to speak about something. I'm trying to speak facts on something. If you want to hear and you want to continue to listen, then go fucking ahead and thank you for listening. I appreciate you for listening. But for those who don't, hey, you know what? I thank you for trying. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting, because at the end of the day, supporting is free. You know, it's just about being there. It's half the damn job, right? Okay. So getting back to having those, that validation, right, of the having your strong circle. That's why it's very important to have that strong circle of having those, you know, few people, like, you know, 3 to 5 people that you can really be like, you can go to, and that you can feel comfortable going to, and that everything's okay no matter what happened, no matter how stupid it is, no matter how dumb it is, no matter how ridiculous it is, no matter how outrageous it is, no matter how traumatic it is, right? Okay. Sometimes it's like, you know, letting that go, and really, really letting that go really feels much, much better, right? And we have that even within ourselves if we don't even have those people around us. We just don't believe we do. We don't think we have those tools, right? Like mentally, right? But it's more than just mental, right? It's about finding that inner peace, that inner strength to guide your balance and your what is it? What do they call it? Your inner chi, right? That's what it is. It is building your light stronger and knowing how to be in control of your light, making it bigger when you want it to, making it smaller, like knowing that you can form it the way you want to form it. That's real power, knowing inside yourself, because we're so quick to lose control because of what we don't understand and what we don't want to release and what we don't want to accept and the peace that we don't have and the options we don't have. Yo, I'm gonna be real, like those things start to get really sad, right? You start to dwell on those things, right? Those people get, you know, that sounds depressing, you know, and we don't want that, guys. You know, we want the complete opposite of that. And that's what I feel like I just teach myself, and I know what works for me. And I'm not saying that this is what's going to work for y'all, but it could help, you know, little things, key things could be the answer, or you could try out. So, you know, don't blame me if certain things don't work. You know, finding that release there, you know, is key to it all, right? Whew, you know, like, wow. I felt like I just let all of that there, you know, just put a whole bunch of books on top of the table, you know, just mad loud. That's just how I felt, and that just happened, right? And sometimes it feels good, you know, sometimes it's good to know that it'll be okay. That's the key to it all, right? It'll be okay, because then you're filled with that light, you know? You're filled with that true inner light, right? And that inner light is peace, is positivity, is patience, right? All that given with the grace of God. Sometimes we don't want to believe it. But for the ones that do and that actually feel that energy and feel that power and feel it from their fingertips, literally, like, from their fingertips. You know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all are hip, I don't gotta explain. But as we move on every day and, you know, whatever is troubling you guys, hopefully you guys can release and hopefully you can, you know, let go of, right? And find your own closure, right? Like I did. And, you know, after that, you know, I had to close another door. And after that, I had to close another door. But like I continue to say, God works in mysterious ways, because when I closed that door, another one really did open. And when I closed another one really did open. And I'm like, there's no way. Interesting. Huh. Well, all I can say is thank you. I'm grateful. I'm blessed. I'm glad that I'm here. And I hope you guys are too. So we can continue to be filled up by God, filled up by His power, by His drive. And if not, then find it within your own self. Find what drives you. Find your peace. Find your balance. Find your meditation, your fire under your ass, all right? Whatever you want to call it, because it is great to be alive. Hear it again. It is great to be alive. And if you don't think so, I'll continue to remind you. Because the Lord knows. Lord, fill me up. But, sorry, I got sidetracked right there. But, no, seriously, guys, I really do appreciate you guys listening. Thank you for your support. You know, big things are coming up. Like I said, even though the doors are closing, other doors are opening. God said continue to follow the light, even though the hallway is dark. He's that one true light. Just follow the God of gods. He's the true one. Keywords. We're all chosen. We just have to feel like we're chosen. We're all there. We're all here. Feel the energy. And know what you really have. So, on this Tuesday, almost 4 o'clock, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting. God is My Judge podcast. I'm on Twitter. I'm working on this YouTube page. That's going to be next. So far, it's just IG. I'm going to be real with you guys. I'm just starting to get on TikTok. So, yeah, it's even sounds crazy even saying that I'm just starting. And the fact that I'm even going on. So, it's a thin line for me, guys. And just stay tuned, you know. And I'll leave it with this quote here. With Psalm 59, verse 16. And it's the verse of the day. But I will sing of thy power. Yeah. I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Isn't that crazy? I didn't even read this either before. This just popped up when I just grabbed my phone right now. So I guess that was meant to be. That's how it's closed out, guys. Thank you guys for listening. And tune in again, because just know I'm not giving up. I'm not slowing down. I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. Hope you guys can see it. Hope you guys can feel it. And I hope you guys can tune in. Because it's about to be fun. And alive. To the grace of God. The God is My Judge podcast. Shout out Caleb Gordon. Shout out Mama Duke. Shout out people that people with support. People that watching over me. Angels watching over me. Thank you.